This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I love your passion for these schools and for helping kids. Take me back to you being younger. Kind of give us a quick snapshot of you and just what makes you you. And you can start back when you were younger if you'd like to.
When I was a kid, I was labeled learning disabled. And I was at the one percentile, the first percentile. Out of 100, I was number one for my reading level, which if you know anything about reading levels, you get to read in life. So you don't do well in school. And so, you know, I mean, numbers only have 10 digits, you know, so I'm good with that. With letters, they got a few more, so it's a little more challenging for my brain to comprehend. So I had a very challenging time in school, got angry when I was younger, created this anger in my life and my story to because people didn't understand myself. I didn't understand how to love myself, connect with myself. And when kids bullied me and picked on me, I got angry and I held that in and I didn't really vent it out. I didn't have, my parents were the most amazing humans in the world, but then I didn't have a venting system per se to get the anger out. So when I was 16 years old, went to juvenile hall, beat a kid up. After that, I went to American Kickbox Academy and found a gym where I wanted to go learn how to beat people up because it got my anger out. And you know how you join a gym, they always give you a free week membership to like dupe you into wanting to come back.
Right.
It wasn't free. They beat me up all week. So it's interesting. They're like, hey, come have a free membership to an MMA fighting kickboxing gym. And oh, no, it wasn't free. So Frank Shamrock, Javier Mendez took me under their wing. And just, you know, I love the connection with them. I love the whole physical connection of wrestling and fighting and pushing myself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And now I'm able to, use that because I understand what a lot of these kids are going through. They, you know, they don't have parents at home that are paying attention to them. I saw a stat once, the national average is 3 minutes of undivided attention with a parent and a kid per day.
Oh, wow.
And so even you being an amazing parent and Scott, for instance, Mandorn being an amazing parent, you guys spending, you know, hours, you know, with their kids. The challenge is then you send them into a system. Not even, I mean, some people are like, oh yeah, well, we send them to school, but it's a private school. Well, it doesn't matter if it's private, public, charter. At the end of the day, even the homeschool stuff, it doesn't matter. It's it comes down to then they get to go live in the real world. And so if they don't understand how to understand themselves, so they can love themselves, so they can love others, then it's going to be a challenge in life for them.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.